WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know, life can get pretty intense sometimes, right? Like a never-ending roller coaster of deadlines, social pressures, and just trying to figure out what's for dinner. It's easy to get caught up in a whirlwind and forget to take care of ourselves, both mentally and emotionally. And trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments when we beat ourselves up over little mistakes or feel like we're not measuring up. But what if I told you there was a superpower you could tap into right now? It's called self-compassion, and it can be your secret weapon for navigating the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate this incredible power within yourself. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Ever notice that little voice in your head that's constantly judging your every move? You know, the one that whispers things like you messed up, or you should be doing better. Well, that's your inner critic, and it can be a real pain in the neck. But here's the thing, that voice isn't always accurate. It's often fueled by fear, past experiences, or societal pressures. The first step to self-compassion is recognizing this critical voice for what it is. Just a voice, not the absolute truth. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Think about how you would talk to your best friend if they were going through a tough time. Would you berate them? Tell them they're a failure? Probably not. You'd offer kindness, understanding, and support, right? Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of compassion from yourself. When you make a mistake or feel discouraged, talk to yourself as you would a good friend with warmth, empathy, and encouragement. 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to check in with your emotions and thoughts without judgment. Notice how your body feels. Are you tense? Anxious? Mindfulness helps you create space between your experiences and your reactions. It allows you to observe your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Imagine it like watching clouds drift by. You can see them, acknowledge them, but they don't define you. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, no matter how small, can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the simple joys: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Remember, gratitude is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. 5. Be kind to your body. Treat your physical health as seriously as you treat your mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you take care of your body, you're investing in your overall well-being, including your mental strength. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're prepping for an important presentation at work. Your palms are sweating, your stomach is doing flip-flops, and that inner critic is going wild, you're going to mess this up. You're not prepared enough. Sounds familiar, right? Now, instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, practice self-compassion. Take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes, and focus on the knowledge and preparation you've already put in. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and treat yourself with kindness. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up on your goals. It's about approaching yourself with understanding, acceptance, and a willingness to learn and grow. Remember, you are worthy of love, care, and support, starting with yourself. So there you have it, 5 simple yet powerful exercises to cultivate self-compassion and build mental fortitude. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing. You got this. Now go out there and conquer the world, one act of self-love at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra compassion in their life. And as always, keep those minds strong and spirits bright. See you tomorrow for another dose of Mental Fortitude Daily.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.